Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to the Afralo monthly call taking place on Wednesday, 12th of July 2017 at 18:30 UTC. First of all, I would like to apologize for my mispronunciations for the names. I'll try to do my best. On our call today on the English channel, we have Sarah Kedin, Sean Ojedeji, Bran Pudzulani, Bernatius Okfu Ezeama, Barak Otieno, and Isaac Maposa. On the French channel, we have Ramonu Diaw, Aziz Hilali, Olivier Kouami, Gassibe Gabhingone, Brahim Usman Mustafa, Malik Traoré, Aisha Abbas, Karibye Sangare, Moriba Goita, Boudoir Chombe, Kovi Herman, Roger Bach, Bakary Kouyate, Ahmed Bamba Mibake, and Abdeljalil Bashar Bong. We have received apologies from Baran Donde, Michelle Shonang Lindsay, and Sylvia Bibanco as staff. And from staff, we have myself, Yeşim Nazlar, on today's call, and our French interpreter is Claire. So before we start, as always, I would like to remind everyone to state their names before speaking, not only for the transcription purposes, but also for the interpretation purposes as well. And back to you, Aziz. Thank you very much.
Aziz speaking. Thank you very much. Good evening, everybody. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can, Aziz. This is Yeşim speaking.
Okay, Aziz speaking. Okay, good evening, everybody. It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to meet again. I think there is a delay. So I hope you can hear me. We are going to start this meeting. Good evening. It's a pleasure to meet again for this conference call after Johannesburg. It's a pleasure to see that we are a lot of people on this call. I'm glad to see we have a strong participation. That means that the impact of the Johannesburg meeting is really strong. We can see it. So as we only have an hour and we only have one interpreter, we are going to start quickly with the public comments for the root zone. We are going to ask the community to do some comment about domain name and the validity of this domain name for the internationalization of domain name. So the community had begun a process to begin working on these label generation rules for the root zone, and you will find a paper to answer, to face the threats for the registers. And if you recall, we have been working during the capacity building session. We had a presentation on security. It is very important. Here it is also a call for comments for the registry and register to face the security threats. It was a collaboration effort between the ICANN team and the SFDT for the registry RE for the Working Group on Public Security. The last item is a call for comments about the GENESO to make comments on the process because during December 2016, the board asked to the policy members responsible of policy in ICANN to draft a paper for the exploitation process and for the bylaws related to this body taking care of generic names. For the rights and the obligations for the transition of the IANA function. So I'm finished with the public comment, and as usual, afterward, except if you have some questions, we are going to move to the next item. We have the reports. We have two kinds of reports, the recent and upcoming activities of AILAC. Shan, Wafa, or Chichani are in charge of this report because they are the AFRALO representatives. And then we will speak about your activities as ALSs. So first, Tijani, you have the floor? Or Shan? Shan, can you hear me? Shan, do you want to speak about these
Hello, can you hear me?
Upcoming activities of AILAC? Yes, just a minute, Shan. Yes, Shan, you have the floor. Go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me? This is Shan for the record.
Yes, Shan, I can hear. Go ahead.
Oh, you can't hear. Can you hear now? Hello?
Shan, I can hear you. Go ahead. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you. We've not had the ALAC meeting after Johannesburg, but our meeting in Johannesburg was a very good one. Currently, one of the activities that the ALAC is undergoing now is the at-large review, trying to prepare working with the working group to prepare the response to board. And that response is expected to also contain the implementation details of the at-large review. The other thing is we are in the process of also confirming the nominations for NOMCOM. As you may recall, there was a call for nomination some time ago, also for AFALO, and then those that were nominated from the various regions, including those that were elected, were sent to the to ALAC for confirmation. So we are currently in the process of doing that confirmation. Those are the three major activities of the ALAC, except the other thing to mention, which is worth mentioning us as well, is that we are still participating in the workstream too. And then there are a couple of surveys, for instance, from the option proceed, which is not necessarily workstream too. That's a different process. So we are expected to respond to that option proceed survey, which is to understand some of the expectations of the community, especially the members and the participants in the option proceed, towards in terms of building mechanism for how to manage the funds within the inspection process. I think I'll stop there because of time and add it over to Alice. Or if there are any other ALAC member there, please chip in. Thank you.
Hello, this is Yishin speaking. I just would like to tell you that Aziz has disconnected and we are trying to reach out to him at the moment. So please bear with us for 1 minute or so.
Okay, so if that is the case, does it mean I can continue talking then?
I think sure. It would be... Yes, Claire.
Yeah, okay. Maybe if there are questions, then. If there are questions,
Sean, this is Yishim speaking. I would like to tell that Aziz has now joined us on the French channel. Aziz, are you able to speak?
Yes, Aziz speaking. Sean, were you able to speak? Can I move to the next item? Aziz is asking you.
Yes, I'm done. This is Sean for the record. I'm done. Please move to the next item. Thank you.
Aziz speaking. Okay, very well. Thank you very much. We are going to move to the next item. The recent and upcoming activities of AFRALO.
I have a problem. Please,
I'm not on Adobe Connect. So, please, if you want to take the floor, please tell me.
Aziz, I would like to speak. This is Yishim speaking.
Yishim, go ahead.
Aziz, we have a raised hand from Bakari Kuyate. This is Yishim speaking.
Okay, Bakari speaking. Thank you very much. I just wanted to tell you that the sound is not very good at our level. You are very choppy. Your line is very choppy, so I have problems to hear you as he's speaking. Thank you very much, Bakari. I have the same problem. I am on the phone. I have no Adobe Connect. I'm totally disconnected. So please bear with me as we don't have a lot of time. We are going to move to the next item, that is to say item for information. We are going to give the floor to Sarah, who prepared a very good report on the activities we have presented during the Johannesburg meeting about capacity building and the activities of outreach that we have organized with universities. So, Sarah, you have the floor. You will have 5 minutes, Sarah. Go ahead, Sarah.
Hi, everyone. Sarah speaking. Can you hear me?
Sarah,
yes,
perfectly.
Sarah.
Go ahead.
Okay, so we prepared a short report, which is just a summary of everything that happened at the ICANN meeting in Johannesburg. I must say that I'm really impressed that the number of people today is really big. That means that the activities that we had in Johannesburg had an impact. So the report is what you can see on your screen right now, but since you cannot go through it, it's going to be posted on the wiki. And I think, Yeshim, maybe you can share a link so that people can look through and help us to correct it and send suggestions about things you could have left out or things they would like us to add into the document. But that's the document. This is how it looks right now. Those of you who can see on the Adobe Connect. So it just talks about the webinars that we had, the local community engagement, capacity building sessions, the General Assembly, the participants that we had, and the showcase. So we'll share a link, and if you have any input or comments, please share them with us. Then secondly, we'll be looking for volunteers to help us write the same document in French so that we can have it in two languages. I think that's it. I don't think I need 5 minutes, but if anyone has questions, I'll be happy to take them.
Thank you very much, Sarah. As is speaking, I really congratulate you for your work, Sarah. It's an excellent work, and I'm going to ask the participants to volunteer to help us to write, to draft this report in French, and to help Sarah on her work for the monthly report, because Afralo has made a lot. And if we need to do some more as ALS and as RALO, we need to draft a small report about the AFRALO activities of the month. So who is volunteer to help Sarah in French or in English? Secondly, I really want to congratulate Sarah because it is a report that is going to be, that we are going to keep for a long time, and that a lot of RALO are going to see and analyze to see how they can do, if they can do the same as us. So I think AFRALO, as always, is showing the way. And we want to be this leader of the RALOs who show the way to the other RALOs. So thank you very much, Sarah. And who wants to volunteer to work with Sarah on the French version of this ebook? Well, now we are going to move to the next icon, to the next item, as Tijani is not with us to give us the information on at-large review. I think it is linked to the other item. So if Tijani is not with us, and if Sarah has nothing else to add, we are going to move to the next item. And it is Mohamed who will take the floor. It's the third item of the item number 4 about customer standing committee. So And we will speak about the at-large review on the next conference call. So, now.
Hello, this is Shem.
Just a minute, Shem. And as he's speaking, Shen, you have the floor. And we are going to move to the item number four about CCWG accountability and the subgroups of work stream two. So we move to the item number four. You have the floor, Shen. Can you speak about that?
Yeah, this is... Okay, yeah. So this is Shen. Hello, can you hear me? Yeah, so the work of the subgroup... Hello, can anyone hear me?
Shen, I can't hear you. Your sound is not very good, but I can hear you. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. All right, thank you. This is Shen for the record. For the CCWG accountability workshop 2, the work is going on. As you know, we have various subgroups. The various subgroups are resuming back to discussion after the little break from after Johannesburg. For the jurisdiction 1, which is one of the hot topics, it's the co-chairs of the CCWG has given a clear directive to the subgroup, and the rapporteur for the subgroup currently leading the subgroup through the process. So basically, the focus of the group is to look at issues, to hear the issues, look at their their positive solutions, while looking at solutions that rely on the business cooperation of second, even significant consideration. So that is what is currently being discussed. Other people are also resuming their meeting of accountability works, accountability, ombudsman, diversity, quite a number of the other subgroups as well. So I encourage people, if you want to join, please make, you can still join, even though some of the groups are getting towards 80-70% of their work, but not too late to join if you still want to, especially for the jurisdiction. That will be all for now. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Shen. As he's speaking, yes. I want to stress what Shen just said. We need more people working on the CCWG accountability. It's a difficult topic. I agree with you. But Shen, Tijani, Mohamed are the only one working from Afrolo working in this subgroup. So there are legal problems, technical problems. It's very important. It's about IANA function. And it's about the way to manage those functions that are very important. There is not only the technical problem, there is also the accountability of ICANN. So all my friends, please try to involve a little more, try to go to the page, to the CCWG web page, and to read about that. If there are no raised hand, if nobody is asking for the floor, I'm moving directly to the next item, that is to say the item number 5, items for discussion. And about that, items for discussion, yes. We are going to start with the AFRALO Outreach Strategic Plan draft. And about outreach and engagement, and there is a document about the budget and the program. So if Daniel Nashanga is here, please, Daniel, you are following the work of this group because you are representing AFRALO in this group. So, Daniel, if you are here, you have the floor. Daniel, are you here first? Can you hear us? Daniel, can you hear me? This is Claire, the interpreter.
This is Yeshim speaking. I think Daniel is not on the bridge.
As he's speaking, okay. Oh, Tijani is not with us. Daniel is not here, so as you know, AFRALO had a lot of success in the crop program for development of capacity, outreach and engagement in the AFRALO program. And in the African Summit, we have four participants who, from AFRALO who have participated to the last African Summit, which was held in Nairobi. And Sean, Sarah, Daniel, Michel Ochonang, and Janvier. They were here. They were in Nairobi. And you can see their reports on the wiki page about the crop trips. And you will find the activity report of the AFRALO members. So, as Daniel and Tijani are not with us, if we are going to ask in to add as an action item, ask Daniel and Tijani, send an email to Daniel and Tijani so they can explain us and make some comment on this AFRALO Outreach Strategic Plan draft. So we can submit it to the ICANN staff. So now we are going to move to the next item, the item number 2 of the item 5, AFRALO individual members, one of the important items that we need to adopt is about individual members. I'm going to explain you why. We had a debate with Sarah, and Sean. Who is speaking? Who is it? As he's speaking? Okay. So it is a very important item. Tim, could you mute those lines? Because they are disturbing us. Could you mute those people? Yeshim, please. Yeshim, can you hear me?
Hello, this is Yeshim. Yes, we will mute all the lines other than Aziz. I've just informed our operator. Thank you.
Okay, now as he's speaking, so I was just telling you, and it is very important, so please listen to me. We are going to speak about individual members. After Johannesburg meeting, we had a discussion with ALAC and the ALAC chair. After the General Assembly, I have received as AFRALO chair, a message of the ALAC chair, a message on which he speaks about the debate we had in Johannesburg. I'm speaking only about the individual members, because it's a very important point concerning all the railroads and concerning ALAC. So, the message I received from the ALAC chair is that he understands that there is a discussion in AFRALO about the performance rules, etc. But about the individual members, he says that it is a false debate, that it is a debate that has not to take place, has no reason to take place, because based on the first recommendations of the at-large review validated by at-large, all the railroad must allow the individuals to be accepted in all railroads. All the railroads, including AFRALO, have rejected the EMM model. Do you remember this EMM model? We spoke about it during the Johannesburg meeting. There was a firm, Norm Items, who made a review, a study of at large. It's a consultant firm, and they proposed some things that were rejected by ALAC. And among those things they have proposed, I'm going to summarize, they wanted to replace the ALSs by a system named Empowered Membership Model as individuals. So they wanted this system to be implemented, but ALAC rejects this proposal. The railroads rejected this proposal. We had to vote, and we were agreeing. There was a consensus on that. But we have asked to reject this EMM model, but with the commitment that all the railroads will accept individual members. So there is like a contradiction between what we said in the board, what the board say. So we need to accept the individual members independently of the rules that we are discussing and that we are discussing in a working group. As the AFRALO chair, I have to ask you, and you can say no, but I have to ask you to accept the individual membership. We need to discuss about that. This is not questioning the working group that will speak about the other rules. Now I'm finished. I'd like to hear you and to know what you are thinking about this possibility. You have the floor. Sarah, you have the floor. Go ahead, Sarah. Sarah Kidden.
This is Sarah speaking. I'd like to say that I support the recommendation to accept individual members. But it would be nice to see the terms again, like what we had previously. So I accept the recommendation. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sarah. Aziz speaking. Aziz is asking if someone is against the individual membership. Please, if you are again individual membership, raise your hand. Sarah and the staff, please take note that as AfraLord Chair, we will confirm to ALAC that AfraLaw from now on will accept individual members, individual membership with the rules that were decided. Who is speaking, please?
Hi. This is Sarah. I think Sean says you'd like to say something, but he's muted.
Hello.
Oui. Sorry. Yes,
this
sorry.
Is Sean. Can you hear me?
Okay, Sean, yes, I can hear you.
Okay. This is Sean for the record. Yeah, so a bit of background for those who to recall the Johannesburg meeting, we actually had some level of significant agreement on the first recommendation, which is the one that has to do with individual membership. So I think we can play this out on the way since it is urgent. And then we leave the rules of procedure working group to look at the other things. But I want to suggest that for this particular, since it is a GA thing, I want to suggest that the ALSs who are currently present, perhaps they are noted, if they intend to make their vote now, and those who are not present be allowed to make their vote.
Please stop speaking. We can't hear you. There are several persons speaking together. Please, Yeshim, can you put this person in mute? Because this voice repeating the same message can be... Can you put it in mute? Okay.
Hi, Claire.
Thank you.
Hi, Claire.
Yes.
This is Yeshim speaking. We'll put that line on mute.
What line is on mute? My line?
No, Sean. I think it's coming from Bakary's line, and we'll need to mute Bakary. So please bear with
okay.
us for
so
a
can
second,
I go
Sean.
Sean, vous avez la parole. Sean, sorry, Sean, you have the floor. Sean, your line is very, very noisy, so please try to be very clear and short. Thank you.
Okay. My suggestion, I support this. My suggestion is that we formally take the votes of those who are present, ALSs that are present, and then we on the list also ask ALSs to vote for this single recommendation for perhaps for just 48 hours. I think we need to have a formal vote for it. I agree with it. I support it. Let's have a formal vote for it. It is noted that we have completed that particular recommendation. It has to be a vote in terms of decision making. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sean. Fatimata, you have the floor. Okay, I want to say that I also agree. But Aziz, when you say that it won't change a lot, I think it should be good to clarify for the participants what won't change. Because in the proposal that was made, there was the possibility to join. Hey, can you hear me? Yes, we can. Because, yes, it's very faint. Fatimata's voice is very faint, yes. Difficult to hear. So, well, as is, I just wanted to say that some people, some participants were not attending Johannesburg meeting. So please, could you explain? Because now we are not speaking about individual members. There was some conditions about the individual membership. So could you explain a little bit what will change? Okay, Aziz speaking. Thank you, Fatimata. Yes. Thank you for this comment. Fatimata speaking. I also wanted to ask a proposal, to add a proposal. When we are agreeing about a decision, we can put a green tick on Adobe Connect, as is speaking. Thank you, Fatimata. I hope you have heard what Fatimata said. Fatimata is showing what she's meaning when she's speaking about the green tick. What I'm proposing now is to summarize. And I'm going to ask Tichani, who is chairing this working group. We are going to summarize this item about individual membership with all the conditions on voting rights, etc. And we are going to send it to all the ALSs. If we don't receive any comments, it will be adopted. If we have comments, we will see them. But the basic principle is what is interesting me here. I like to speak about the principle of individual membership. Okay. Bakary, you are asking for the floor. Bakary, go ahead. You have the floor. Thank you. Bakary speaking. My concern was taken into account. I'd like you to put a document, to post a document about the condition for individual membership. Because as Fatimata said, we don't really know about that. So if you could put this a document about that for everybody to read it as he's speaking. Thank you. Okay. Aziz? I think we have lost Aziz. Okay, I think we've lost Aziz.
Hello, this is Yeshim speaking. We'll try to redial to Aziz. Association speaking. I'm trying to reach out to Aziz over Skype as well. What we are trying to do is we'll disconnect him and then redial back to him. So please bear with us for a minute.
Aziz is back. Aziz is back, Yeshim. Aziz is back, so Aziz speaking. So I was saying that we have received a request by Naralo, who, after a request they made to ICANN about indigenous persons for minorities communities in North America, Africa, etc. And they are asking for the AFRALO member if they can participate to the selection of the members for these scholarships. So I have asked Mohamed and Fatimata, or Sean, or Sarah, to know if you can be among this committee to choose the scholarships. NARALO has a person, LACRALO have proposed two persons, ORALO has not proposed anyone, and they are waiting for us. So if among the name I've mentioned someone is agreeing, please tell me. And now, if there is no comment on this item, we are going to move to the next item. Bakary, you are asking for the floor. Bakary, you have the floor. Go ahead. Bakary, you have the floor. Yes. Bakary, go ahead. We can hear you. I forgot to put down my hand. So is anyone interested to take the floor about this fellowship issue? Sarah, you are accepted to be a volunteer. Okay, very well. Now we are going to move to the next item about an item. I need Mohamed or Tichani. I think Mohamed, you are with us. Mohamed, can you speak? Mohamed is not with us? Okay. So I know that Mohamed has been ill. He was ill, so I hope he will come back quickly. And now we are going to move to the next item, on the item number 6 on new ALS applications. We have received a request, an accreditation request from an ALS called Fan Suan Foundation from Kafachan in Nigeria, and we didn't receive the due diligence, but their mission is to eliminate poverty and disadvantages through development program and to help the rural development in Africa. So I've checked and I can inform you for now. We need the due diligence to take a decision, so for now we are waiting for the due diligence. Are there any other business on which you want to comment? We still have 9 minutes. Who wants to take the floor? Okay, seeing no hands, I want to inform you that normally in August we won't have... Yes, Sarah, you are asking for the floor. Go ahead, Sarah. Go ahead, Sarah, you have the floor.
Sarah speaking. I just wanted to take you back to the issue for individual membership. Sean had suggested that we call for a vote for the people who have not attended this call. So I don't know if I should put an action item for staff. What would you recommend? Thank you.
as is speaking. Okay, to answer what you said, Sarah, I'd prefer the secretariat of Afralo or myself or Tijani as vice chair to, or Sarah yourself, I prefer us that we send an email explaining the principle of the individual membership, saying that we are agreeing on this principle and that these are the rules. It's something that was discussed at the working group level and it was validated during the General Assembly. So now what I'm requesting, and it is what Michelle said and what Sean said, we need to send an email saying that the individual membership principle was accepted and those are the conditions. If there are some comments, please send us your comments and we will take them into account. Those are things that we can add or amend in the working group, but the individual membership has to be accepted with some condition, for example, that they won't have the voting right. We are agreeing on that in Afralo. So to summarize, my proposal is that we send, Sarah and myself, we send an email explaining what are the rules that will be adopted by Afralo, and we are asking the ILS who are attending today or who are not attending today to give us their opinion. They will have some time to give us their opinion. If the comments are easy, we will take them into account because we need to adopt this system of individual membership. Okay, Sarah, do you agree with me? And Sean, do you agree with me on this item? Sarah and Sean, do you agree?
This is Sarah. I agree, but Sean says he's muted and he would like to have the floor. But I agree.
Hello.
You have the floor.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Okay,
Sean.
Thank you. This is Sean. This is Sean for the record. Yeah, thank you, Aziz. What I think is not... What I think we should just do is send a mail to the list explaining the, as you have said, explaining the this particular recommendation and the importance of us approving it and ask for any objection. That way it's a consensus call. So if you don't want to even have a formal vote, you can have a consensus call. Ask for any objection. Take a specific day for the next 48 hours. If there are no objections, it will be assumed that it is accepted. That will still fine if you don't want to do the voting aspect. But I think it's important that we ask for this. The reason for us to open this up for discussion again. It has already been finalized at the group level. And it's already had some consensus at the General Assembly. We're going to ask for other comments about it. The comment now is, I object, I support. Finish. Let's make it faster than this. Thank you.
As he's speaking. Thank you very much, Sean. I didn't understand very well your proposal. I have two proposals to make, or we create a small committee to draft this email. You, Sarah, Tijani and myself, if we agree on that, no problem. The second possibility is, I don't know what you are proposing, but are you proposing us to vote on the individual membership? I didn't understand very well. Thank you. Shen, you have the floor.
Yeah, this is Shen. Can you hear me?
Shen. Go ahead.
Okay. So thank you. Yeah, there are two options to do this as this. It's either we vote to accept the recommendation as drafted and as presented in General Assembly, which was discussed, and the vote is just a form of endorsement. Option two, we make a call for consensus check. So at that point, we are asking for those who are against it as drafted. So those are the two options. We have to have some ALS endorsement. That's the point. So we either vote on it, we make a consensus call on the mail, and then ask anybody that is against it. I personally am 100%, 101% in support of the recommendation to go, and I'm sure almost all the other ALSs were in support of it as well. So I don't think it will take time. So let's just do it formally. Either we vote on it or we do a consensus check. I mean, 24, 48 hours, the next 48 hours should be fine to get all these things done. Thank you.
Aziz speaking. Thank you, Shen. Fatimata, you have 30 seconds to speak. We need to end this call. Fatimata, you have the floor. Fatimata, you have the floor. Qui êtes-vous? Oh. Olivier speaking. You have the floor, Olivier. I wanted to make a comment about what we said, and I'd like to ask Sarah to send us on the mailing list all the reports so we can read those reports and understand. And about the individual membership for AFRALO, I think that this possibility already existed on the website to join as individual member. And I think we need to clarify the conditions, and I think it should be good to insist on this item. And for the representativity and the committee that you are creating, why do we organize that only among the members of the Bureau? Why don't you ask the other member to participate to this working group? This is my question. Thank you. This speaking. Thank you, Olivier. I will ask you to answer, are you an individual member or an ALS? I am an ALS. Olivier speaking, I am an ALS. Aziz speaking, okay, you are on Adobe Connect? No, Olivier speaking, I am on the phone. Okay, on Adobe Connect you have the link. But Sarah is going to send you the link, don't worry. And for the question you ask, we can't answer your questions because it's a long answer, but you are going to receive an email with the explanation of what an individual member can do and what an individual member cannot do. You will receive some document on that. And to summarize Shen's proposal, I propose that we will discuss among the railroad leaders and to take a decision on the mail that we will send to all the ILSs about the consensus. Now, we are going to close this call. We are 3 minutes late. 2 minutes late, sorry. So, thank you everyone for your participation. Fatimata is asking, we had an agreement on the individual membership during the GA. Yes, during the General Assembly in Johannesburg, and everybody was agreeing on that. So I don't understand why we need to go back on that. The individual membership, we are all agreeing on that. So I don't understand why do you want to ask for a consensus. I think that we are going to send an email saying that we have this principle that those are the rights of these individual membership, and you will send us your comment. But I don't want a vote. I don't agree with a vote. We can go on discussing on that. Thank you very much. But I will not be happy about a vote. I told you in Johannesburg, I want a consensus to exist. And I think that individual member is not a bad thing for us. On the contrary, it will reinforce AFRALO. So thank you very much. Thank you for attending this call. Thank you, the interpreter. Thank you, Claire. Thank you, Yeshim. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you, those who prepare this call. I remind you that during the months of August, there won't be any AFRALO call, and we'll meet in September. Have a nice holidays, and see you in September. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, bye-bye.
This meeting is now adjourned. Have a lovely day. Bye-bye.